Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where the hosts are always fast and free. Here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. We're listening for your eBay ringtone at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Hey, you know something?
Hey, what?
Well, terrible thing happened in Manchester.
Oh, yes.
And it's an ongoing story because Britain's on high alert. Europe is always on high alert. But eBay sellers, you know, they're also affected, especially if you're buying and selling outside of the United States. And I wanted to make sure that everyone was aware that we know this, and we published an announcement about the delays in shipping that could be that could happen here. So on May 24th, there's an announcement on the announcement board which says, because of increased security around the Manchester area, packages headed to that area may be delayed. So if you're a buyer or seller involved in a delivery from the U.S. to the U.K., for example, via the global shipping program, please be sure to communicate with your trading partner to alert them of a possible delay. Additionally, eBay will extend seller protections for U.S. sellers involved in such transactions. There are no actions you need to take. eBay automatically applies the protections.
So we just have to have a little patience.
Yeah. And I think, and remember, in the face of things, a delayed package is the least of our concerns in a situation like this.
Of course. You got it. So speaking of the UK, you know, Pippa Middleton, you know who she is, right?
Oh, yes, she's
Pippa
Kate Sista.
Of the fine little behind, remember? That's what she's unfortunately known as.
I wouldn't have remembered that, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Well, it was a big deal, you know, for the wedding of her sister.
You know, I think she's an awfully nice person, but
she is. She's a very nice person.
Great taste in fascinators.
So she got married on Saturday, this past Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they have, when you have the reception, they have the little menus with the food on it for the reception. Yeah. It's all pretty. It's got the bride and groom on it and everything. Someone tried to sell them on eBay in advance of the wedding. I think they had gotten out like the day before or something. So guess what Pippa did?
What?
She got her attorneys after them.
Well, see, she's not dumb.
But I've got it in front of me. Would you like to know what they had to eat?
Oh brother, I don't know.
I do.
I know you do. You're such an anglophone.
Okay, so Berkshire mayfly trout with marinated cucumber, confit tomatoes, horseradish cream, and sauce vierge. Cannon of Herdwick lamb, lamb shoulder tortellini, aubergine puree, Yorkshire asparagus and black olive juice. Then for dessert, Glen Affrique cheesecake and Highland whiskey honey. And then, of course, they had their champagnes and their wines and stuff.
Yeah, you know what?
So they ain't eating hamburgers.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Yeah. Ooh! Anybody got any ketchup around here? I know.
These are great grits.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Oh, my. I did have such great grits in Tennessee.
Because they make theirs from scratch. They don't make them out of a box.
Howie insisted we go to a Cracker Barrel because that's like his whole
culture. Oh, well, they
make
it fantastically, though.
And they, I have to admit, oh, God, they were good.
Did you just have plain grits with eggs or did you have like shrimp and grits?
No, these were grits with butter.
With butter. That's the way. We always had it with eggs.
Yeah.
Growing
you can have
up.
Them with eggs too, yeah.
But now they have, you know, grits and shrimp. See, I don't remember that as a kid being raised in the South, but now I think it's a fusion thing or something, but
it works.
Grits and shrimp. Delicious. Delicious.
When we were kids, you know, you're prone to terrible jokes. And so you'd say, what are we having for breakfast? How many grits? That's good. Right. How many are we having? Terrible joke.
So, you know, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board, Griff. You just
go to
ebayradio.com. That's where all good things happen. ebayradio.com.
Yeah.
Click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar. Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player.
Works for me.
Right. There you'll find today's chat board listed as the very first discussion post. It has the words today and chat board right in the title. along with today's date. You click on the thread to join in the chat. And remember, you have to refresh your page to see the new posts. It does not scroll automatically. So join us in the on the chat board. Have you been on there yet this morning?
I am. I'm there now.
What's going on? Anything exciting?
Well, apparently it's raining in both South Florida, and it's raining in Ohio. And let me continue here. It's also...
Oh, Betsy says, the Brits do many things well, but their cuisine is notoriously deplorable.
Yeah, although I have a feeling it's not that bad if it's a royal wedding. I mean, I'm sure they make the effort. I mean, because it's lots of young people, and young people around the world, especially in Britain, they know good from bad food.
Oh, sure. Well, Betsy also said, yes, Pippa Middleton's Derriere has its own Facebook page. He said, I would rather be appreciated for my mind and soul.
It does, really?
Yes.
Does it talk?
I don't know, but she does have a cute little body.
Does it take a lot of selfies? I hope it's wearing its veil.
Oh.
Her back end has its own... She didn't put that up. Somebody else put that up, right? Please tell me that the world's not gone that crazy.
Oh, for the... Oh, no. I'm sure she does not have... that she did not put that up. I wonder if it says Pippa Middleton or Pippa Middleton's Derriere. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to even go look.
No.
Yeah.
Because what we should be looking on is eBay for Pippa Middleton's Derriere.
Now, if they have one for Prince Harry or Prince William, I'll go visit that.
Let's see. Pippa.
I'm such a hypocrite.
Middleton's. Okay. Pippa Middleton's. Rear. I won't put that.
No, let's not do this. Are you searching for that on eBay?
It's here.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Where is it?
Pippa Middleton Danbury Mint Porcelain Doll, very rare from U.S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somebody obviously, well, if you turn it around, what happens? See, I'm not going to go there. It's not nice. But you know what? It is cute.
Cute.
It depends on the way you look at it, I guess.
Cute. It's cute.
Yeah, I know. So anything else on the chat board? Let's see.
Some chatting.
Okay, somebody says, hello, Griffin Lee. I have a question. Why do I have to click three links to listen to eBay Radio Live?
Your finger exercise.
First of all, if you have it on your phone, you click, all you have to do is press once and it comes up. All right?
Yeah.
If you go to ebayradio.com, okay, eBay Radio, I'm going there right now, ebayradio.com, you will see on ebayradio.com, if you go over to the right side of that page and come down to a little box there in gray,
yeah,
you'll see Listen Live or to Past Episodes, and you click on Listen Live. So that's two clicks, and it comes up automatically.
Why don't you bookmark it? That'll help. Yeah.
Yep. There it is. So bookmark it.
Yeah.
Good idea. Pretty soon it's going to change anyway. So.
It is.
Yeah,
oh, that's exciting. I love change.
Because we're gonna have new apps. They're making new apps.
They're making new apps. So that's great to hear. I love a new app.
So then we'll only have to have one stream instead of two.
Well, you know what?
We'll always have two, but they'll be the same after that. They'll just both be on the same company, Trident instead of Liquid Compass. That's what's going on.
Is that like the gum?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Triton.
Oh, Triton. I thought you said Trident.
I probably said Trident because I do it all the time. It's Triton Digital.
Yeah.
Is our streaming, new streaming company. Bought the old one. Bought Liquid Compass.
That's always happening. What are you going to do?
I know. It's so true.
Hey, we had a meetup. Tuesday night here.
Oh, how did it go?
It was spectacular.
Tell us.
And the reason why is because there was an endless stream of the most interesting questions. And so Brian Burke and myself were the hosts, and he wrote all the questions down so that for those we couldn't answer right away. And I'm actually going to put a little transcript together and share it with other meetup groups in case these questions come up. And we'll read it on the air when it's done too. It's just really interesting stuff that came up. Some of them, we did get questions which we could answer. They're interesting little things that just don't get fixed at eBay that drive me crazy. Like one of them is, the vacation setting. I mean, that really needs to, it doesn't need to be really changed. It's just the text on the page needs to be updated to let sellers know that, you know, the, which ones to use for which purpose. And a lot of sellers are, especially new sellers, are making the assumption that if they just select putting the vacation message on their listings and not hiding their listings from view, that somehow indemnifies them for top-rated seller requirements, and it doesn't. And there was a woman there who I felt terrible about the fact that she lost her top-rated seller status because she went away for a week or two on vacation and just put the notice up and said, you know, that should have been enough. And it unfortunately, it isn't, because that tool, the vacation mode tool, was created long before there was ever a top-rated seller program or even seller standards. So it really, really needs to be updated. And I think this time, hopefully something will happen to it. But we'll continue to remind people that, you know, if you're using just the message, you're still going to be held to eBay standards because your listings are still available to be purchased and sold. If you want to avoid that risk, then you need to hide the listings, and there's a checkbox for doing that. But anyway, we had great questions. It was a great time. Sorry you weren't there.
When we come back, you can tell us about the food.
Sure. This segment was brought to you by Belk, B-U-L-Q. Dial us now, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from Belk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check Belk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Belk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before Belk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Belk changed all that?
Thanks to Belk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Belk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. B-U-L-Q.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 411.
When it comes to returns, some eBay sellers are extremely apprehensive. Hattie Whitlock is known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Shopping Mom 2. She explains why taking returns is a good thing.
You're missing a great opportunity to get more business. And the easier you make it for your customer, the happier the customer will be. And we all know that happy customers translate into more business and more business and more money. Offering a return policy and a no-hassle return policy gives the buyer a sense of security, especially if it is a big purchase.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. We love to list and we love to dish. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Now, listen to me carefully.
I'm listening.
Go over and pick up your phone and then put your finger in the holes to dial. Remember when you had to do that with the rotary dial? 888 Radio 30, also known as 888-723-4630. Now let me redo that for our millennial crowd. Ready?
Yes.
So speak loudly into your Google Home or Alexa and say, please dial 888-723-4630.
That's all, you know your phone does it.
Or you can do it to your phone, too.
Yeah, yeah. All you have to do is turn your phone on and say, if you got a droid, if you say, okay, Google, call Jim Griffith.
Right. And here's this is for the near-term futures. This is coming soon to you. Close your eyes and think about calling us, and it'll happen. Because the little chip in your brain knows what to do next.
If your phone was ringing, don't answer it. I just clicked it off.
Yeah.
It called you.
It did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's this calling me?
That's
it's a missed call from Lee Mirabal.
That's right.
Yeah. I know that person.
I told Google to do it, and it did it.
Yeah, Google does what it's told.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about vacations?
Yeah, we're talking about vacations.
Well, you know, when we come back, we're going to do a little thing. We're going to do a little thing by Reva Lozansky again, CEO of Grow Biz
Media. Oh, we love those.
How to take a summer vacation when you own a small business.
Yeah.
So when we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to do that. Okay? Because vacation time is upon us. But right now, Griff, it's time for our research report with Aaron Chow, brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Aaron.
Hi, Griffin Lee. So the summer months, speaking of vacations, are a time when some sellers struggle with volume and promotions. Sales in many home and garden and some lifestyle categories are up, but sales in a lot of categories are down or just a bit flat, and there aren't any big shopping holidays to really hang your marketing hat on. If you tend to experience the slower late spring and summer months some sellers are seeing right now, it can be a good time to try your hand at content marketing. Now, content marketing is a bit different from what you may be used to. It's not about marketing, marking prices down to create shopper urgency or polishing your item descriptions until they shine. Instead, it's about getting people to your listings in a roundabout but powerful way. So here's how to do it. First, you start blogging. Not about your products, but about how to use them. Or maybe we're talking tips and tricks to do fun things with them, or ways that they relate to a particular lifestyle, and so on. Think in terms of articles, not ads. If you can, consider making some fun YouTube videos as well. Work hard to create informative, entertaining content that people really want to read and watch. They should have something to do with your products, but they shouldn't be sales pitches. Then, include links to your eBay listings in them, either at the bottom of the page or using mid-sentence links. Because what you make won't be ads, they'll tend to rank better in search engines, and because you'll also share them on social media and maybe even use them to put together a newsletter, they'll gradually create an interested audience for you, and since each of them links to your eBay goods, as your audience grows, they'll gradually generate sales. Now, content marketing is really exploding out there, and many sellers find that it's a great promotion strategy without having to depend on the next calendar holiday or on driving purchases with reduced prices. For more on how to start using content marketing to drive sales for you over the spring and summer months, visit terapeak.com/eBayRadio. One word. Back to you, Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much, Aaron. We appreciate
Thanks, Aaron.
That. Say hello to everybody there, Terapeak. And we've talked about that before.
Yes.
On the air. The very same thing that he just talked about. We've mentioned from time to time here that that can be, it can make you a leader in your industry. Let's put it that way. If you're selling a certain thing and you become an expert on that thing, then people would be more likely to buy from you than maybe from somebody else. So it's a good one.
Great.
You know, we haven't done a listing dish today.
We haven't.
And we would love to do one. A listing dish is when you give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Donna's answering the phones today. You give Donna an item number for us, and then Griff and I look at that item. And if you want to come on with us and talk with us, we really like that. But if you can't for some reason, then you can email it to us using the Contact Us button. But what we do is we look over your listing and we critique it gently. And people have said that they have become more successful after we have done it for them. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. We would be happy to dish a listing for you. Ed from Corning, New York.
Yes.
Ed's E-Threads. Griff, please explain this promoted listing $30 credit again. My friend says it's quarterly, but it just started April 1st. Why am I being charged, and when will I see the credit? Ugh, thanks.
I don't know. I've already got your email, and I'm waiting for a response.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry, I don't know.
Okay, Ed. We'll give it our best. Griff's going to check on it for
I've
you.
I've already started that, yeah.
So that's cool. Okay. Yeah. All right, so in the next hour, we're hoping to get your phone calls at 888-RADIO-30. We're hoping to maybe, you know, dish a listing or two during the next hour. We know you're busy. We know what's going on in the world. We get it. But now's the time. There's no time like the present to spiff up your business a little bit. And if you'll let us do that with your listing, you may learn some stuff. I know we do, don't we, Griff? We learn listing dishes as well.
Absolutely.
So we're cool. So Howie is coming to Vegas, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay, please know if you're listening to us right now, you can join us in Vegas the end of July. It's July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's wonderful. How can you describe an eBay Open event to people, Griff? Why don't you do that?
I think if I had to pick one word, I would say excitement.
Yes.
It's a chance to, people get very excited. They get excited to meet other sellers that they may have been in correspondence with or heard on the show or know from a social media or the eBay community. It's a chance to meet with eBay, employees and executive staff that they may have heard of and seen, and you get to see them as real people. And, it's just excitement. It's 3 days of total excitement.
And you get to hug.
And it can all be yours.
And we get to hug you.
Yeah, you get to hug me as well. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. 888-723-4630. We'll be back in a moment with eBay Radio.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.